Mayor Shosarav, we'll continue with the daily leaning, looking at now the second day of Shavuos. Yesterday we quoted the Gemara, the Mishnah, really, in Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed, Amud Beis, which speaks about the Kriyas HaTorah. It says for that day is what it calls Shiva Shavuos, which is called a Kol HaBechor. It's from Parshas Re'eh, and it's supposed to be a general Shalosh Regalim Kriya. And then we quoted that the Gemara on the next Amud Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, then quotes a Braisa, which features that as one of two opinions. And one of the opinion, and the new opinion, the opinion of Achirim, is the story of Matan Torah from that takes place on Vav Sivan in Parshas Yisro. And then the Gemara Paskins, that now that we have 2 days, we hold like both opinions. We read one, we have two Kriyos in this Tabraisa, we read one each day, but we flip it, we do the Matan Torah Kriya from Parshas Yisro, the first day of Shavuos, and the second day of Shavuos, we have Kol HaBechor from Parshas Re'eh, or Shiva Shavuos. And so yesterday we spoke about the significance of the Matan Torah being the Kriya, and in particular, why you might think maybe it should not be, meaning just from the simple understanding of the Pasuk, and just of the Chumash, there's not so much about Matan Torah connected to Shavuos, I'll be shot of the Chumash. But today we'll speak about the other Kriya a little bit. So, first of all, the reason that this is read the second day, meaning according to the Mishnah, that where there was only one opinion, so this was supposed to be the Kriya. So why is it pushed the second day? So Rashi already says in the Gemara that the reason that this is read that the Matan Torah story is read the first day because that took place on Vav Sivan. So if we have Shavuos on 2 days, we're celebrating Shavuos on Vav and Zayin Sivan. So it makes sense to read the thing that took place on Vav Sivan itself, and therefore the second day. We have the other opinion, we fulfill the other opinion where we read Shiva Shavuos Kol HaBechor from Parshas Re'eh. And then it's mentioned in the halacha that we extend it to Aser Taser a little bit earlier if it falls out on Shabbos. Now, what is the significance of this leaning? Why are we reading this leaning of the, just like a Stam leaning of the Golem? Meaning, like, I would think maybe, you know, if you're going to read Matan Torah, so then maybe 2 days of Shavuos, so you're not going to read the same thing 2 days in a row, so you can read one from Yisro, one from Veschan, and Aseret Dibros. But clearly, the opinion of the Mishnah is that, no, this is important to read on Shavuos for some reason. I mentioned when we were discussing the Kriyas HaTorah of Pesach that I don't know, I wouldn't say it's l'chachila the reason, but it's something that results from this Kriya, is that this Kriya of the second day of Shavuos, the second day of Shavuos, is read 3 times a year, at least part of it is read 3 times a year outside of the regular parsha cycle, on Yom Tovim. It's read on the second day of Shavuos, on Shmini Atzeres, and on the last day of Pesach. So we happen to have, the way it works out, is that it's only read in Galus, and there's a very heavy emphasis on Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, in this Kriya, and it's only read on Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz, so it gives us that reminder for the return. But that can't be why the Mishnah says it, because the Mishnah says this is the Kriya that you read. So there's an interesting pshat I saw in the Ran. I don't remember the exact lesson of the Ran, but the Ran says something along the lines of the following, that on Pesach we read the Moados from Sefer Vayikra, meaning in Parshas Amor. So on Shavuos we read from the Parsha of the Moados. It uses the lashon of Moados. It means the Moadim, the Yom Tovim. So we read the one from Devarim, meaning Parshas Re'eh, on Shavuos, which, you know, at first glance would be a little bit strange, right? Just because we read this Kriya, so we read a Kriya about the Moadim on Pesach from Sefer Vayikra. So now we're going to read this one on Shavuos from Sefer Devarim. And then especially on Sukkot, we go back and we read a Kriya from Pesach. The Kriya from the second day of Pesach, we read it on Sukkot both days. We mentioned that when we spoke about Pesach. So what's going on here? So what could be, is that what we're trying, what the Ran is trying to tell us is that what the Mishnah is trying to tell us, what the Tanaim are trying to tell us by this Kriya is that there's a continuum. That Pesach is where we began reading about the Moadim. We read from Sefer Vayikra, and there's another reading from the Moadim that we really should read on Yom Tov, and we save that for Shavuos. But Shavuot should not be seen in a vacuum, but rather as part of the bigger package of Pesach and Shavuos. That they're Moedim, we have to read, and it's not considered, it would be considered like a repetition. It's repetitive to read the same Kriya that you read from Pesach, to read that on Shavuos, because Shavuos is part and parcel of Pesach. And this is discussed a lot, definitely in Sifrei Chassidus, it speaks at this connection, but really, it's really sourced way earlier, how Shavuos really is the follow-up of Pesach. The famous Ramban in Parshas Emor about how all the days of Sfira are like Chol Moed between Pesach and Shavuos, and there are many, many questions you can ask on Shavuos that are all answered with this main theme that Shavuos is the last day of Pesach. It's the final day of Pesach. It's the Atzeres of Pesach, which is probably a pshat, which is a pshat. One of the pshatim, why Chazal calls Shavuos Atzeres, it's that it's the last day of Yom Tov. And through this also, another manifestation, another reflection, an early reflection from the Tanoim of what the Kriyas HaTorah is, that we don't want to read the same Kriya we read in Pesach, because we already did that one, and this is continuing on with the process, and we do a separate Moedim Kriya from that of Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Re'eh.